This year's class of college graduates is one of the nation's most indebted. One reason for that is that government student loans have been very easy to get. Some experts are worried that debt from those loans is creating a burden that many young adults can't handle. From member station WBUR, Steve Tripoli reports.
There's a pretty simple explanation for why this year's graduates are in more debt than their predecessors. College costs have been rising faster than incomes for years, and students are getting more loans and fewer grants or scholarships than they once did. Harvard University professor Elizabeth Warren studies debt and bankruptcy issues. She says the shift toward more loans didn't happen by accident.
Frankly, there's a certain logic to that. These are people who are going to get educations and who are going to be able to make some repayment. Why give them a completely free ride?
A college education is widely seen as a sound investment these days, cost and all. Students often take on debt, having gauged that it will more than pay for itself in higher lifetime earnings. About half of all college students in this country, most of them from the middle class, have some type of federally backed student loan. David Ver is one of them. We spoke on a busy sidewalk shortly after he graduated from Emerson College in Boston. Ver hopes to go into radio station management and says entry-level jobs in his field pay between $20,000 and $30,000 a year around Boston. He has $20,000 worth of student loans, and his parents borrowed another $10,000 he might end up paying. The debt just kind of snuck up on him, he says.
A lot more loans than I ever anticipated, because it's only a little bit at a time, so you don't imagine it stacking up as much as it does.
Ver met with his school's financial aid officers just before graduating and was told he has to have his student loans paid back in 10 years. But right now, he has no solid plan for paying off the debt.
I have no idea. I'm looking for a job right now. I know the radio business doesn't pay that well, so not too worried at this point. If I'm like 3 years into it and I'm still working part-time and making like 12 grand a year, you know, maybe it's time to start worrying then, but it's only money.
Ver owes more than most undergraduates who got their degrees this spring. Sally May, the private provider of federally backed student loans, says last year's bachelor's degree recipients who had such loans owed an average of just over $10,000. Students from private schools owed more than $15,000, and graduate students owed, on average, thousands more. Much higher debt loads for individual students aren't at all uncommon. And Sally May's Pat Schurschel says student loans aren't the only factor these days.
Anecdotal evidence from all the financial aid officers I talk to say the financial aid officers are dealing with students who have high credit card debt in addition to essentially maxing out on their federal education loan options.
Harvard's Elizabeth Warren says the rate of bankruptcy filings for those under 25 has leapt by 50% since 1990, as it has for other age groups. But with many in this group, there's a catch. By law, bankruptcy won't release them from their federally backed student loan obligations. They have to pay off those loans even if other debt is cleared away. A large majority of recent graduates are keeping up with their student loan payments, and most aren't forced to postpone major life decisions. But debt burdens appear to be forcing an increasing minority to do just that. Home ownership rates and net worth for those under 35 have been dropping, for instance, even as they've risen for other age groups.
These are kids who are starting the race of life about 100 yards behind the starting line.
Harvard's Elizabeth Warren fears the debt load of many new graduates will leave them at a disadvantage.
They're going to have to work for years in order to get up to flat broke. That's before they get to start saving for a house or buying a car. These are kids who are starting deep in the hole.
Warren and others say more financial education is needed. Bob Manning, who studies debt issues at the University of Houston, says students need to understand not only basic budgeting skills,
but also an awareness of what the trade-offs are if one assumes $20,000 and $30,000 in debt as an undergraduate and then graduates into a $23,000 to $25,000 job and can barely make ends meet. Too many times students are saying that they're just not aware of the life trade-offs that they're going to have to make, and if they'd only known that 4 or 5 years ago, they would have made different decisions.
Smith College here in Massachusetts will launch a financial literacy course this fall. A number of colleges are requiring credit card companies that market on campus to also provide education. And the nonprofit group College Parents of America is pushing a credit card alternative for students, a plastic card with a predetermined amount of money loaded into it by students or their families that acts as a limit on spending. But such efforts are few so far. Financial experts say more students need to know what they're getting into when they take on college debt, and they need a plan for after college that will help them launch their adult lives as they pay off student loans. For NPR News, I'm Steve Tripoli in Boston.